Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Bullying: Techniques for Dealing with Taunting, Teasing, and Tormenting. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Ann Rogers. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with bullying. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind that there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as defining bullying to young clients, turning insults into compliments, asking questions, dealing with prejudice and bullying, using feelings and feedback, feeding back understanding and name that feeling, advanced techniques for dealing with verbal bullying, the anti-meanness chart, the anti-meanness test, dealing with doubts, the effects of bullying, empowering the victim, disarming a bully, and helping bystanders intervene. So let's get started. On this track, we will discuss explaining a definition of bullying to students. We will also discuss explaining three reasons a child might become a bully. Now, let's talk about a definition of bullying. When Andrew, age 8, came to see me, he was having stomach aches almost every day. Andrew's dad was worried, because Andrew almost always seemed too sick to go to school. I asked Andrew if he was having trouble at school. Andrew said, "Well, there's this big kid, Billy, who's been really picking on me. He makes fun of my glasses a lot. Then the other day, my mom made me wear this shirt that was kinda girly, and Billy started calling me Andy Panties. The other kids think it's really funny. I just don't want to go to school anymore if everyone's just going to call me names and pick on me." I asked Andrew if he knew what a bully was. Andrew said, "Sure. A bully is a mean kid who punches you and takes your lunch money." It's true that some bullies are physically aggressive, but bullying doesn't just mean hurting someone's body. One definition of bullying that I use is, "Bullying is any kind of ongoing physical or verbal mistreatment done with the intent to harm, where there is an imbalance of power between bully and victim." I stated to Andrew, "Basically, bullies make other people feel bad by using words, actions, or physical violence. What do you think the most important thing to do is if you are being bullied, or if you see someone being bullied?" "I think that the most important thing to do is to tell a teacher or other grown-up. Sometimes, the thought of going to a teacher can be very frightening." Andrew said, "If I go to my teacher, Mrs. Amos, Billy will get in big trouble, and he'll know it was me who told on him. That'll just make things worse." Has your young client ever felt like Andrew? Andrew asked me, "Why is Billy so mean anyway? How come he has to treat people bad?" I think it can be very difficult to understand why bullies try to make people feel bad. A lot of the time, kids become bullies for one of three reasons. A first reason someone might become a bully is because he or she does not feel very good about him or herself. He or she might not have very good self-esteem. Making other people feel hurt and upset might make the bully feel better for a while. Trina started bullying other kids when she was 9. Trina told me, "I thought I wasn't good at anything, but I could make other kids feel scared, and that made me feel powerful. At least I could do something well." A second reason someone might become a bully is because someone else has been mean to the bully. Sometimes, a bully's parents or siblings might be treating him or her very badly, so the bully treats other people the same way, so that he or she doesn't feel like he or she is being bullied. In addition to having low self-esteem or being treated badly, a third reason someone might become a bully is because that is how he or she has been taught to behave. I stated to Andrew, "Imagine that you grew up in a house where everybody yelled all the time. What if your parents had big fights every night? Do you think that you might feel that yelling and fighting was the right way to treat other people?" Sometimes, bullies live in families that communicate with each other in negative ways. These bullies might not know the right way to treat other people. This is one of the reasons why going to a grown-up is so important. If a bully does not know how to treat other people properly, a teacher or other grown-up can help the bully learn new ways of communicating. On this track, we have discussed explaining a definition of bullying to students. We have also discussed explaining three reasons a child might become a bully. On the next track, we will discuss turning insults into compliments for helping students cope with bullies. Question 1. What are three reasons someone might become a bully that you might explain to a young client?